given to the roots, you don't even understand.
Precious Father, glorious Lord, eternal God, everlasting King, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for your love and care, your power and might, your grace and your enablement in our lives. Thank you for this opportunity of coming to learn at thy feet. The disciples, they said, teach us how to pray. Lord, there is none of us that really knows how to pray, except the one who inspired to pray. Except the one who anointed to pray. Except the one who endowed with prayer. Lord, we pray this morning again that you teach us how to pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That none of us will pray amiss, but we will pray according to your will. We will pray according to your expectations in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But our prayers and our prayers, Lord, we pray that our prayers will not be in vain. Bless us as we share together now. Use this month of prayer to be a blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. You may have your seat. As we come together, we want to bless the name of the Lord for the opportunity to be here to learn at the feet of the Master. And as we learn, we will be obedient students and children of the kingdom in Jesus' name. So at this time we have been told we have just 30 minutes, of which 1 minute is gone already, praise the Lord. And we will be fine in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I will be talking on attracting the kingdom of God. How can we attract the kingdom of God? We know that our text is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 10. And the Bible tells us in that verse 10, if you have your Bible there, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. We need to understand that for the kingdom to come, the king of the kingdom will have to be in the kingdom. For him to rule and reign in the kingdom. And for the kingdom to come, there will have to be citizens of the kingdom. I pray that God will make us to be citizens of God's kingdom in Jesus' name. Thy kingdom come. How do we attract this kingdom to come? What is the kingdom of God? Understand is the kingdom of righteousness, of holiness, of purity, and of uprightness. But come back to the book of Matthew. Before we get into the point of thy kingdom come, let's begin the reading from the 6th verse. It says, and when thou prayest, we know this is all about praying. When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But me, when thou prayest, when I pray, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee. How? Openly. The Lord will give you testimony. But when ye pray, use not vain repetition, as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them. For your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. We say,
Amen.
Amen. looking at the scripture that we have read, telling us the prelude to the coming of the kingdom of God, and the result as well as the aftermath of the coming of the kingdom of God. If we are going to be men and women that pray according to the will of God, then we need to pray that the kingdom of God will come. And that kingdom will come indeed in Jesus' name. There is a man from whose life we can take a cue. A man that shows us what it means to bring down the kingdom of God. A man that lives an exemplary life, a life that glorifies the name of the Lord, a life that honors the Lord, a life of beauty, a life of glory, a life that the world today and the world to come will ever live to remember. A man that made an impact in his relationship with the Lord. Indeed, he brought down the kingdom of God. Thy kingdom come. I look at the book of Genesis chapter 5, verses 22 to 24. Genesis chapter 5 from verse 22. Over there in verse 22, it says, "And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." For God took him. For God took him. Enoch did what no man ever did. I pray that our life will be lives of testimonies in Jesus' name. Enoch had the perfect relationship with the Lord. He walked right with God. And as we listen to this ministration at this moment, we are going to be looking at the great invitation. We are going to be looking at the great information. We are going to be seeing the great decision. Not that alone, we're going to be seeing the great reception and then the great relationship that leads to great revelation. I pray that everything about us should be great in Jesus' name. This is an invitation to the life of God, the life of prayer, the life of purity, the life of righteousness, the kind of life that brings down the glory of God, the kind of life that brings down the presence and the power of God, the kind of life that works miracle, signs and wonders in the life of humanity. And as we have the information about what it takes to live that life, what it takes to maintain that life, that is the information, and then you have a choice, I have a choice, a decision to make, and that decision, if it's the right one, will bring about the reception of the Lord. The Lord will receive us, the Lord will accept us, and the Lord will hearken unto us and do exactly what we want him to do, his kingdom come. Understand, I told us that when there is a kingdom, there is a king in the kingdom, and then there are citizens of the kingdom, and then there is a relationship between the king and the citizen, and the citizens of the kingdom, and that is the relationship. And then we have the relationship of friendship. The Bible says, "Can two walk together except they agree?" When that relationship is there, then the revelation of the power of God will be manifest. It will be so in our lives in Jesus' name. All through the ages, God has had faithful witnesses who are godly and righteous in their own time and generation. The Bible records that Enoch walked with God. Enoch, indeed, according to the scripture, was the seventh from Adam. Understand, the number seven stands for perfection, completeness, and totality. Enoch was the father of Methuselah and the great-grandfather of Enoch. Look at something there. Look at a trace there. The life of a man, understand, will represent a generation. The life of Enoch had impact in the life of Methuselah. He lived the longest, and then Methuselah gave back onto Noah, and Noah was the man also that also brought down the presence of God, the glory of God, the power of God, that when God decided to destroy the world of his time, Noah was spared. Your life will be spared. I say your life will be spared. In the name of Jesus. The Bible recorded that Enoch walked with God for 300 years. 300 years in the midst of a horrible and crooked world.
through 300 years in the midst of perverted world, 300 years in the midst of ungodly environment, it took God's abiding grace and innate steadfastness to live such a holy, righteous and upright life, as well as fellowship with God, without any relapse into sin or unrighteousness. That tells us that in our own time, no matter the perversion of our land, if we want the kingdom of God to come, we have to make a decision for ourselves that the multitude is not always right. One with God will be in the majority, and the Lord will give us that grace to be able to live a life that will distinctively bring down the glory of God, the presence of God, and the power of God. The extraordinary life and relationship that Enoch had made him to be a friend of God. He did not suffer the bitterness of death as a result of that. Enoch walked with God to such a time that God said, "Enoch, I have always been here. The kingdom came. The relationship came, the togetherness came, and God said, Enoch, can you walk with me again today?" And as he keep on walking, God took him away. I pray that the Lord will help us in our own time, in Jesus' name. Today we live in a time and generation that neglects God. We're living at a time that denies the Lord Jesus and despise the atonement through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In these last days, many receive Christ's message with unbelief and mockery, while rejoicing in the pleasure of sin and self-indulgence. And some of them, many of them, maybe most of them, seek claims to be religious, seek claims to be serving the Lord, seek claims to be going to church, seek claims to be singing, seek claims to be praying, and yet without righteousness, without purity. For the presence of God to come, for the glory of God to come, we need purity. Nevertheless, the Bible tells us that the grace of God, that is in Titus chapter 2 verse 11, that the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should be sober. We should live soberly, righteously and godly in this present world. In this present world, God still expects righteousness. He still expects soberness in our walk and relationship with Him and with one another. The phrase "walked with God" that we saw in the book of Genesis is very significant. Generally, the Christian life is called walking before God, as we have it in Genesis chapter 17 verse 1, which says Abraham walked and when Abraham was 90 years old and now the Lord appeared unto him and then said unto him, "I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect." Understand, if at the age of 99 God will tell Abraham, "Walk before me and be thou perfect," the Lord is telling me, the Lord is telling you, that His nature is the nature of holiness, righteousness, purity, uprightness, and if we must walk with Him, we must have that nature of God. Abraham then became the friend of God. Are you a friend of God? Remember? When God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, He said, "I cannot do anything without telling my friend Abraham." That is the extent to which Abraham walked with God. God then could relate with him as friend to friend. And he was a friend of God. And that means to live a life of devotion, devotion to God and to godliness. The phrase "walk with God" was attributed only to Enoch and Noah. Get the difference? Abraham walked before me, but in the case of Enoch, Enoch walked with God side by side. Noah walked with God side by side, not running ahead of God and not just staying behind. It brings you to a level of companionship and relationship that nobody and nothing of this world or age can separate between the two of you. That is a kind of walk that brings down the glory of God. That is a kind of walk that brings down the kingdom of God. Understand, when we talk about the kingdom, we're talking about the kingdom of peace, the kingdom of joy, the kingdom that glows, the kingdom of righteousness, the kingdom of love, the kingdom of togetherness. When that kingdom comes, there will be no sickness, there will be no infirmity, there will be no affliction, there will be no oppression, there will be no torment, there will be no demonic attack in any way or form. How can you be in the presence of God? How can you be in partnership with God and the enemy will still be tormenting your life? At that point of your life, you have the power over principalities and power. The kingdom will come. In the name of Jesus. Genesis 5:24, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Chapter 6 of Genesis, verse 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man. Can you see again? Noah was a just man. Please understand. Noah was the grand child unto Ahu, Enoch. The life of Enoch affected Methuselah. The life of Methuselah affected Noah. Be sure that the life you live will bring people to the Lord. The life you live will show people the way of the Lord. The life you live will bring glory to the name of the Lord. The life you live will be an exemplary life in anything and everything that you do, so that your generations and generations to come will bless you in Jesus' name. Walking with God implies more intimate relationship with God. It implies mutual affection and confidence. Enoch's life is an illustration of a life that pleases God. So then, walking with God means pleasing the Lord in anything that you do, in everything that you do, in the private or in the public, morning time, noon or in the evening time. You live a life that honors the Lord, a life that pleases the Lord, a life that glorifies the Lord. Let's take a quick look at few things that characterizes such a life that we are talking about. Number one, it is a life of perfect agreement with the will of God. Perfect agreement. That then means you have resigned completely and totally to the ultimate will of God. Perfect agreement with the will of God. Amos 3:3 again. Can two walk together except they be agree? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Number two, it must be a life that is poised with reverence and humility. A life that is saturated with reverence, with honor. A life of dignity. A life that honors the Lord. A life of humility. A life of submission. A life that follows the Lord. A life that is not self-willed, that is not self-centered. A life that seeks nothing but the glory of God in everything. Psalm 138 verse 6 says, though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. The grace to be humble the Lord will give unto us in Jesus' name. We are told that the whole day of man is summed up in doing justly, in loving mercy, and in walking humbly with his God. That's what Micah tells us in the 8th verse of the chapter, of the 6th chapter, that is Micah 6:8. That's what I just read. He has showed you, O man. He has showed you, O man, what is good and what the Lord require of thee, to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. The next thing is a life that is pure and righteous at all time. Such a life is what brings down the glory of God. Pure and righteous living in a corrupt environment. Jude verses 14 and 15. Jude has only one chapter, so we can just read chapter 1, verses 14 and 15, and Jude is the book before the last book of the Bible, Revelation. And Enoch, now look at this man, we read about him first in Genesis, the book of the beginning. And now, almost at the end of the book of the Bible, Enoch will still be remembered. I pray that your life and labor will not be forgotten in Jesus' name. Here the Bible says, and the Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their corrupt ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against. Look at the word ungodly, ungodly, ungodly. That means God will not take lightly anybody, no matter your position, no matter your title, and no matter your age, and no matter where you came from, no matter your race, God will not take lightly anybody that takes his name in vain. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. And trying to wrap this up, we see you also must have a life characterized with practicing and exercising living faith. You must be a man of faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. Not that alone, you must have a life of preaching the word of God without additive and without coloring, preach the word, the instant in season and out of season. Then you must live a life of prayer. Pray at all time. Pray without season. Pray in the morning. Pray at noon. James 4:3 says, ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. We will not pray in vain in Jesus' name. And finally, the seventh one is partnership for productive results. Your life must be characterized with partnering with people of like-minded faith, people that can join hands together with you, people that can agree, people that are living holy life like yourself, righteous life like yourself, people that when you pray, what you are saying with your mouth is in agreement with what is in your heart. You know, people don't understand at what point miracle happen. It is the point whereby there is a perfect agreement between the heart and the mouth. Many a times we quote the scripture with the mouth, we quote it from the head, but our heart is not in agreement and nothing happens. But when you get to a point of that partnership, that perfect relationship, and then there is unity between your heart and your mouth, between you and your praying partner, then things will happen in Jesus' name. That means you must be born again. You must be saved. You must be spotless. You must be submissive unto the Lord. You must live a life of service at all time. You must be a seed sower. Seed sower. If you must bring down the kingdom of God, you must be separated from the world, and you must live a life of scriptural prayer. Scriptural prayer. When this happens, the glory of God will come. The presence of God will come. The power of God will come, and the joy of the Lord will be your strength in Jesus' name. Shall we rise upon our feet as we go before the Lord in prayer, attracting the presence of God, attracting the kingdom of God, attracting the glory of God. I know you go to church. I know you call upon the Lord. But how is your life? Is God present in your heart? What is the holiness of majesty? What is the hands of the Lord upon your life? Search yourself. Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Lord, and know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be any wicked way in me. Tell the Lord to search you, and then you search yourself. You don't want to pray in vain. You don't want to serve in vain. You don't want to sing in vain. You don't want to worship in vain. You don't want to live in vain. You want the kingdom of God. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Examine yourself. What are those areas that your will is taking precedence over the will of God? What are those areas that your own passion and desire are more important than the will of God in your life? Why don't you just say, Lord, I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my precious Savior. I surrender all. Hand over yourself to the Lord right now. Hand over your will to the Lord. Let him take charge. Let him take control. Let him have his way. Understand, when the kingdom of God comes, your prayer will be answered. When the kingdom of God comes, the purity part of God will come upon your life. When the kingdom of God comes, the glory of God will be seen in you and through you. When the kingdom of God comes, the joy of the Lord will be your strength. When the kingdom of God comes, you will no longer be a victim of satanic attacks, demonic oppression, affliction, and torment. When the kingdom of God comes, you'll be preserved from all the troubles and the problems of this world and age. When the kingdom of God comes, you become a vessel unto honor in the hands of the Lord. Let thy kingdom come, O Lord, into my heart. Let thy kingdom come and use me. Make me a vessel unto honor in your hand. Use me, dear Lord. Use me, O God, and let my labor, my life, my service not be in vain in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let your kingdom come, that I may partner with you and you may partner with me in anything and everything that I do. Let thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. When the kingdom of God is there, you will overcome the terrors and the temptations of life. You will be victorious over the forces and the powers of darkness. Understand, the Bible says we war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. When the presence of God is there, you have power of God, you have power with God, and you can operate as God yourself. When the kingdom of God comes, there is provision from on high. There is protection from God. There is perfection of the Lord. There is prosperity from the Lord. And then you will live the life of heaven here on earth. You will be on your way to heaven. Understand? Elijah lived for God's glory. God took him away. Enoch lived for God's glory. God took him away. And then we also saw that if you will live the life of God, the life of holiness and righteousness, then you will not go with the world of perdition. You will not go with the world that is rejected by the Lord, the world that is abandoned by the Lord, the world that will be judged by the Lord. You will be delivered. You will be saved. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will prosper you. The Lord will preserve you. The Lord will perfect you. Tell the Lord this morning, Lord, reveal yourself unto me. I tell you there will be great revelation. Great revelation. Revelation of the glory of God. Revelation of the move of God. Revelation of the thought of God. Revelation of what it takes to overcome in this present age. Tell the Lord to help you if you are going to be a man of prayer, a woman of prayer. Understand, righteousness, righteousness, righteousness is all you need. And the Lord will give it unto you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If there is any sin in your life, will you go here with it today? Will you go the same way you come? Why don't you see? Pass me not a gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others you are calling, while on others you are calling, calling, do not pass me by. Do not pass me by. Do not pass me. Give me your Holy Spirit, O Lord. It is when we are holy that the Spirit of the Lord that is Holy stays with us. Understand, every human being is under the control of one of two spirits, either the spirit of the devil or the spirit of the Lord. Give me your Holy Spirit that I may live a holy life, a righteous life, a pure life, an upright life all the days of my life. Keep me true. Lord Jesus, keep me true, so that like you will not fail. Tell the Lord, help me, Lord, to make an impact in my life and generation. Help me to make a difference. Help me to be a blessing to my generation. Help me to be an example of godliness, of meekness, of gentleness, of lowliness, of uprightness. Help me, dear Father, Lord God of heaven, to be able to bring down the power of God, the kingdom of God, and the glory of God to this present generation.